Save Our Schools Arizona is back with a new proposal for voters. The grassroots public education group led the 2018 effort to repeal an expansion of the state school voucher program. Now the group has filed a citizens initiative to ask voters to permanently restrict the availability of empowerment scholarship accounts, or ESAs. With us now to tell us more about this proposal is Raquel Mamani, chairwoman of Save Our Schools Political Action Committee. Good morning, Raquel.
Good morning.
Okay, so let's just begin with the basics here. What exactly would this initiative do should it pass?
Okay, well, the initiative would basically cap the ESA voucher program, but I do want to make sure and mention that no one that is currently on the program would be kicked off. And it adds really badly needed oversight and transparency to the program. And, you know, there's a whole lot of other stuff that it does, but you can read more about that in the article in the Arizona Republic this morning.
So why take this approach? We mentioned that Save Our Schools was successful in 2018, repealing an expansion of the voucher program. Why now go forward with this more kind of permanent approach?
Yes, that's the reason that we're going forward with this. Yes, in 2018, voters resoundingly voted to not expand vouchers. You know, Arizona voters value quality public education, so they voted down the voucher expansion. But what we have seen this year is that our legislators are not listening. Time and time again, we see more voucher bills being introduced. So we just see that we knock one down and they introduce six more. So we thought we needed to take a different approach on this.
Now, not having seen the measure yet myself, I don't want to come from a place of ignorance, but whenever people see permanent, that might seem like a risk for some, because it's not just a matter of you fighting back against legislative expansion. It's permanent. This can never be expanded. Is that daunting in any way?
You know, I really don't think about it that way. I think, you know, it's permanent, but it also gives the, it's a voter effort, it's a volunteer effort, and it will give the voters a final say. It will give the voters the protection that they need. So it's a difficult thing, but we have done difficult things before, so we are ready to do this and collect the signatures that we need.
Okay, so let's talk about that signature gathering process. Like you said, you've done this before. How do you mobilize people to get involved, to gather the signatures, to sign? What's the pitch?
Well, Save Our Schools Arizona, as you know, mobilized in 2017, and we continue to see a need for that network. So in the time since the voucher expansion in 2018 failed, SOS Arizona has continued to network and continue to work with their volunteers to get them ready for something like this. So we are going to do what we did initially, is get everybody excited about this. This is something that is much needed. For the first time, it prioritizes special education students that have not been prioritized before. So we want to make this program work for the people that it was intended to work for. So it is our job to make sure that the Arizonans know what we're doing, but we want to make sure that people know that this program is going to continue to work, and we want it to work for the people that it was intended for, which is special needs students and students that have other qualifying conditions.
Raquel, let's just remind people why it is that Save Our Schools and many voters were opposed to this expansion.
Well, the reason that Save Our Schools, you know, was born, I'm a teacher and a mother. I jumped into this because I saw that no matter how much cookie dough I sold, no matter how much wrapping paper I sold, there was a critically underfunded system that needed funds. We need to stop taking funds out of our public education system. I mean, obviously, we need to get funds in, but we really need to stop pushing the holes in the bucket that let the money bleed out. And so that's why Save Our Schools Arizona was formed, and that's why we are hoping and fighting to reform this ESA voucher program today.
So this will likely have quite a bit of opposition. The governor is in support of ESAs, many other Republicans. It's been a big part of the conservative platform in the state, and it probably will be quite well funded in terms of opposition. How are you going to fight that?
Well, we know that there are very powerful groups with a lot of money that are going to continue, that, like they did with No on 305, to fight us and pour money into this. But we're a grassroots organization. We are going to continue to do what we do and ask the Arizona voters to do the right thing for their students and for their state. And so we will use all of our networks and use our enthusiasm to go ahead and get the word out, because Arizonans, want to prioritize public school education funding, and so we will continue to fight these these lobbyists, American Federation for Children, the Goldwater Institute, they've got a lot of money, but we have a lot of people that care about our children and about the state of Arizona.
Raquel Mamani is the chairwoman of Save Our Schools Political Action Committee. Raquel, thank you so much for coming in studio.
Thank you so much for giving me the time to come in.